This is VOA News. I'm Marissa Melton. Attention in the United States is turning to a Senate impeachment trial, even though Republicans are expected to acquit U.S. President Donald Trump. AP correspondent Matt Small reports.
Senate Democrats are proposing a weeks-long impeachment trial seeking testimony from new witnesses, including acting Chief of Staff Mick Mulvaney and former National Security Advisor John Bolton. And although Majority Leader Mitch McConnell, the Senate's top Republican, appears to prefer a speedy trial, President Trump is demanding a flashier one, an effort to up the political ante as he sees it, calling for Joe Biden or his son Hunter and others to appear. Trump has told those close to him that even if he's acquitted in the Senate as expected, it'll be a stain on his legacy. A final House vote is expected Wednesday, with a Senate trial to begin early next year. Matt Small, Washington.
Indian Prime Minister Narendra Modi has appealed for calm as protests escalate against a new citizenship law that critics have slammed as anti-Muslim and part of a Hindu-first agenda being pushed by the Prime Minister's political party. The new law will fast-track Indian citizenship for religious minorities such as Hindus, Sikhs, and Christians who face religious persecution in neighboring countries Afghanistan, Bangladesh, and Pakistan. It will exclude Muslims. College students in cities like Mumbai, Chennai, and Bengaluru took to the streets Monday, a day after police forced their way onto the campus of a prestigious university in the capital, New Delhi, and fired tear gas shells, injuring dozens of students. Opposition party leaders staged protests in several states. Tensions ran high in the country's northeast, which has been engulfed with angry demonstrations due to worries that the new law will allow tens of thousands of Hindu immigrants to settle in the region. For more on this and other stories, you can visit us online at voanews.com. From Washington, D.C., this is VOA News. Senator Lindsey Graham says U.S. President Donald Trump will announce an American troop drawdown this week, which will likely begin next year. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma.
Speaking from the Afghan capital Kabul, Graham said the president could reduce troops to 8,600, down from the current 12,000, adding Afghanistan's national security forces are ready to defend their country. Graham added America's withdrawal from Afghanistan has to be condition-based, and the Taliban have to be held to the promises they make during peace talks. Graham has opposed a full U.S. troop withdrawal from Afghanistan. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
A newspaper report says Boeing is considering its options with the 737 MAX jet responsible for two major crashes in the past year and a half. AP correspondent Mike Hampen.
The Wall Street Journal reports the company could cut production of the MAX or even end it altogether. The newspaper says Boeing's board began meeting over the weekend to consider its options. And according to people not identified, the company is viewing production cuts as a viable option. The Journal reports the shift occurred after U.S. regulators told Boeing that its timetable for the return of the MAX was unrealistic. Recently, Boeing said it expected the FAA to permit shipments of new MAX jets this month. I'm Mike Hempen.
Today marks 75 years since the Battle of the Bulge. It was one of the most pivotal battles of World War II. From Belgium, AP correspondent Sagar Magani has more.
The snow-covered Ardennes Forest shook.
Here along what was the Western Front, Defense Secretary Mark Esper is marking Germany's last major counteroffensive in 1944, 6 months after D-Day, the Battle of the Bulge.
American troops fought and forged an incredible victory that assured Hitler's defeat.
In a cold, soaking rain, veteran Malcolm Buck Marsh Jr. told a crowd here at the memorial to Americans killed in the battle that the weather was worse then. Freezing temperatures, blinding snow. Allies won the battle and the war. Marsh would rather none of it happened again.
Pray for world peace.
Sagar Magani with the Defense Secretary, Bastogne, Belgium.
Russian President Vladimir Putin has signed amendments to the code that allow hefty fines for violating the controversial law on so-called foreign agents. Critics say the law is used to muzzle dissent and to discourage the free exchange of ideas in a free press. According to the changes, individuals and organizations who violate the law more than twice in a 12-month period will have to pay a fine, up to nearly $1,600 for individuals and up to nearly $80,000 for organizations. I'm Marissa Melton. You're listening to VOA News.